Monday, the 19th of July, Ches Menachem Av, Rabbi Meir Rappaport, parched like the desert.
Birshus kol hakol hakodesh hazeh. Gemara Nedarim daf pei aleph amud aleph. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. Mai dichsiv. What does it mean when the pasuk says, "Mi o yishe chacham v'yovin ezois"? V'asher diber pi Hashem elo v'yagido. Who is the man who is a chacham and who can explain? And the person who Hashem speaks to him, and he can say over Almo Ovdo Ha'oretz. Why was the land, Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim, destroyed? Nitzeso kamidbo mibli oiver, parched like the desert without anybody passing by anymore. Dovor zani shalach chachomim. The chachomim were asked, as the pasuk says, Mioish hechochom v'yovin ezois. The Nevim were also asked, what's pshat in the pasuk? Why was the land destroyed? These are the Nevi'im. Hashem speaks to the Nevi'im and they say over. They couldn't explain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself had to explain. Hashem explained. Al Ozvon Estirosi, they forsook my Torah. Asher Nosati Lifneim, which I place in front of them. V'loi Shomu Bekoili, V'loi Holchu Bo. They didn't listen to my voice. They didn't hear me, and they didn't follow my voice. What does this mean? Asks the Gemara, there's a repetition here. It's a repetition. It's superfluous. It amounts to the same thing. You know what the pasuk means? They didn't make a brocha on Torah tchila at the beginning. So because they didn't make a bracha on the Torah, this is why such terrible things happened. This is why the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. It's Ken Zayin Azazach. Number one. Number two, how is the Kfeilus answered? The Gemara asks, Hainu lo yishom v'koyle, hainu lo holchubo. There's a repetition here in Pasuk. How is this repetition fanfet? How is this repetition answered by Rav's explanation that shalai birchu b'toyro tchilo? Thirdly, How did Rav know that this is chat in the posuk? Where did Rav see in the posuk? Shalai birchu b'toyro tchilo. What does tchilo mean? Number four. Shalai birchu b'toyro. What does it mean? Shalai birchu b'toyro tchilo. They didn't make a bracha in the beginning. These are questions on this piece of Gemara. The Gemara Menachos says as follows: Moshe Feinstein brings this Gemara down in his Akdomatur to Igros Moshe. Brings this Gemara down in his Akdomatur to Igros Moshe. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. B'shar she'ol Moshe l'amorim, when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shemayim to receive the Torah, Mitzoy l'akadosh baruch hu she'yoshev v'koysek sholim l'oisius. He found that the Rabbeinu Shalom was attaching the crowns, the little tagging on top of the letters, l'oisius. He was attaching the tagging, the crowns to the letters. Omar l'folav Rabbeinu Shalom. Mi me'akev al yodcho. Who is holding you back? Omaloi odom echod, there is a person who's destined to exist in many, many generations. His name is Akiva ben Yosef. And he is osid, he's going to expound on every single koitz that I'm now writing. Al kol koitz v'koitz tilin shel halachas. Heaps and heaps of halachas is going to dash from each little tag. Omar Lefon of Rabbeinu Shalom, show him to me. And so he told Chazor Acharecha, and he showed him Akiva ben Yosef, and he went and sat in the back of the Beis HaMedrash, the Soif Shemoyin Ashuros. Talmidim was sitting and listening to Rabbi Akiva Shia. Later on, he said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, Yesh lecha olam kozeh la'atanoisen Torah al-Yodhi, as that person you're giving the Torah through me. Omar Lefon, kach olam ha'machshav lefon, and not everything can you possibly understand. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Rabbeinu Shalom, you've shown me his Torah, show me his schar. So he showed him sheshoiklin besorei b'makoylin. He saw that they were weighing Akiva's flesh. They were weighing it in the meat market to sell it as meat. This was the schar that Akiva got. Omar lefon Rabbeinu Shalom zu Torah zu schoro. Omar lei shtoik kach olav b'machshav lefonai. Not everything can a person understand. So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Akdome, he points out, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koishe Ksorim Lo'isiris. Why are the tagin, the little pintalach, the little points on top of the letters, why are they called crowns? Ksorim Lo'isiris. Be'ikah asks Rav Moshe, what does it mean Nime'akev Al Yodcho? Who is holding you back? What does it mean holding you back? Anybody's holding the Akiva's holding the Rebbeinu Shem back from giving the Torah, you can give the Torah. The Rebbeinu Shem wants to write the Ksorim because Akiva's going to darshan these oifios. Tinish Ralochas. No one's holding the Rebbeinu Shem back. What does it mean Akiva Yodcho? Who's holding you back? You can ask him, why haven't you finished writing it yet? Why is it not ready? I ordered something I expected to be ready on time. Why is it not ready yet? What's it mean the Akiva Yodcho? Asks Rav Moshe. We know that before we start learning, so we say Yirotzin every morning, it's a Gemara. The Rambam brings down this Yirotzin that we say. Hanichnas, the Beis HaMedrash, says the Rambam. Oymeri says as follows, Yirotzin Yufonecha Hashem Elikai, Shelo Yekoshel Bidvar Halocha, I shouldn't stumble in a halachic matter. What does that mean? Let me explain. Shelo Oymer Al Toir Tome, I shouldn't say something which is Tome is actually Toir. I shouldn't say something which is Tomei's Toir. I shouldn't say something that's Mutter is also, something that's also is Mutter. I shouldn't stumble in a halachic matter. My colleagues, my friends should be happy with me. My friends shouldn't stumble. And I should rejoice, I should be happy with what they're saying. Rav Shach, in one of his akdomas to Avi Ezri, poses a question on the Rambam here. The Rambam seems to repeat himself twice in this Yirotzim. Yirotzim yifonoch Hashem in a kai shaloi ekoshe bidvar alocha. I shouldn't stumble in a halachic matter. Shaloi emal tome toyo, val toyo tome, val asumuta, val asumuta. Veloi ekoshe bidvar alocha. I shouldn't stumble in a halachic matter. Shaloi ekoshe bidvar alocha is repeated twice by the Rambam. Why is this? So asks Rav Shach in his akdoma to Avi Ezri. One of his akdomas to Avi Ezri. Both Rav Moshe and Rav Shach quote famous Gemaras, which we'll have a look at now. There is a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Chot Choy Chulius. Machloikis, it's a Mishnah. In short, it's not Nogiali in Yoneinu, but there is a Machloikis, Chachomim and Rav Eliezer. If a person has a special type of oven, an oven which is made of earthenware can be Mekabel Tumah. However, if you have a type of oven which is made out of sections, of components, and those components are baked in an oven, which means theoretically they could be Mekabel Tumah. However, the components were joined with sand, with a cement made of sand, and this sand wasn't baked in an oven. So it's Be'etzem Ekli Adomo, it's an unbaked earthenware. The Shaila now is this oven. What is this considered? Is this considered a Kli Cheres, which is Mekabel Tumah? Or is it considered a Kli Adomo, which is not Mekabel Tumah? Chot Choy Chulius. And this was a big machlokes between the Chachomim and Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer Tair and Chachomim Etamim. And the Gemara says, this is what's called Tanu Shalachnoi, the oven of the coiled of the snake that puts its tail in its mouth, the round snake, the coiled snake. Why is it called Tanush Lachnoi? She kifu dvorim ka'ach nazu timur. They surrounded him with tainus, and they were tamit. And the Gemara says that Ba'oy Sayoyim Heishiv Rebbe Eliezer called Chuvish Ba'oyim. He gave him thousands of explanations and reasonings why he believes that this tanur, this oven, is tohir, is not mekabel tumor. And it didn't help. So what did Rebbe Eliezer do? He said, "Im halacha kemoisif, halacha is like me. Charuv zayochir, the carob tree should prove it." And the carob tree moved. It was near carob, got uprooted, and it moved 100 amos. According to some, it moved 400 amos. Sure, they said, "Ei mevim raim in achav, you can't bring any proofs from a carob tree." So he says, "Im halacha kemoisif, amasamaymuchiach, the river should prove that I'm correct." And the river started flowing backwards, and they said to him, "Ein mevim rayim amas hamayim, you can't bring a raya." He said, "Im aloch kamoisi," he said, "then koisle beis hamedrash shechichu, the walls of this beis hamedrash should be mechiach." And the walls started falling down in order to prove that aloch is like Rav Eliezer. His Rav Yeshua shouted at the walls and said, "Im talmid chachomim menatzchim ezeh ezeh be'alocha, what business is it of yours to mix in?" And the walls stopped falling. And ad ayoyim azeh, until today, they didn't stand up because of Kvoido of Rav Eliezer, and they didn't fall down because of Kvoido of the Chachomim. Until today they stand like it is so. He said, Imaloha kamoisi, then Baskoil should be Moichiach. Minashomai Moichichu. Yotzes of Baskoil, a heavenly voice came out and said, Maloha leitz al Rabbi Yishuah, why are you starting, why are you arguing with Rav Eliezer? Shaloha kamoisi b'chol mokoim. Aloha is always like Rav Eliezer, b'chol mokoim. As they state in Gemara. So what happened was, Omad Rav Yishuah al Raglov, and he said, Loi bashomayim hi. Myloi bashamayim omer abirimo shekva nitno tori mesinai. Ein ono mashbichim bevaskol shekva kosavto besinai achrei rabim lahatois. We follow the majority ruling, and seeing as chachomim ometamei vistanu, therefore halacha is not bevaskol, halacha is like we say here, loi bashamayim hi. Torah is not decided up in shamayim, it's decided down here by the chachomim, by the kolei haTorah that we follow. Ashkechei Rav Nosson Eliyo. Rav Nosson met Eliyo Anovi that day, and he said to him, "My Ovid Kutcha Bricha Vayishait, what was the Rebbeinu Shalom doing at that moment?" Omar led Rebbeinu Shalom Kochiach, he was smiling. Va'omar Nitzchuni, Bonai Nitzchuni, my sons have prevailed over me, they have won over me. And that's in the end, the Gemara says that they put Rebbe Eliezer in Cheirem because he was adamant, he didn't want to follow the ruling of the majority. And the Gemara continues with some interesting stories with Rabbi Eliezer's wife, etc., etc. That's the one Gemara. What's that mean in the Gemara? In Gemara we see that Loi Bashamayim, that even though a Paschal came out, and Kiryo, the Rebbein Shalom had Pshat, and the Rebbein Shalom Gehalten Pshat is that this Tanur, this oven, is Tohar, like Rabbi Eliezer's view, Loi Bashamayim. Achrei Rabim Lahatois, the Chachomim, the majority have decided that the Tanur is Tomei, and therefore it's our decision, it's not Shomayim's decision. As I stated in Gemara. We see a Moir de Kazach, we see the Koyach HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, we see the Gadlus of a human being, we see our Gadlus, that we have a Koyach to explain Pshat in the Torah, and even if we go within the framework of the Torah, with the Kloria Torah, the Shloshes of Mishat Torah, Nidreshes Vehem, the Kolam of Achrei Rabim Lahatois, then we can decide Pshat, and we can even say Loi Bashamayim here. It's not up to Shamayim to decide Pshat. The Torah was given to us to decide Pshat in the Gemara. Gemara in Bava Metzia says over that about Rabbi Banachmeni, who was nifta because of Shemad, because of the persecution against Yidden. Somebody was malshin on him. And he had to run away. It's against the Maisa. He ran away, and he was being chased by one of the king's shlichim, who was looking for him because they were malshin him. What were they malshin? They were malshin that every month, twice a year, the month of Nisan, the month of Tishrei, thousands of people come to hear his shir on Hilchas Pesach, on Hilchas Yom Tov, and because they're not home, so when the tax collectors come knocking on the doors, they can't find the people there to pay taxes. Because he's got them all in the shir. They're all in the shir. They all came to shir. So somebody was malshin on him, and they chased him. They wanted to kill him, put him in prison. In the end, the mice, they chapped him. They put him in prison. He davened. The walls fell down. He escaped. Against the mice, and he ran away. And he went to sit by the marshes. And he leaned against the stump of a dekel, the stump of a tree. And he was sitting there, and he was learning. In the meantime, while he was sitting there learning, he gave a machloikus. Komifligi b'mesivti d'rakia, there was a big machloikus b'mesivti d'rakia in the yeshiva shemailo, in the yeshiva up in heaven. What was the machloikus? Machloikus was that we know that in baheres koidim leseir lovon, if the white spot is there before the white hair, tomei, then he's tomei, tzaras. But if the Seir Lovon is there before the Beheres, then he's Toyer. But what is the halacha regarding the Sofek? Well, we're not sure. So, Gemara Megillas Machlokes. Kodesh Baruch Hu Omer Toyer. Kodesh Baruch Hu said Toyer. The Kulu Mesilti Derekia. The Ganze Yeshiva Shemal. The Ganze Mesilti Derekia Omri Tomei. They didn't know what to do. Who's going to decide? Man Noichach. So, who's going to decide? Who could decide such a thing? Only one person did such a thing, Rabbi Banachmeni. So they had to go in this. Why Rabbi Banachmeni? Rabbi Banachmeni was Ani Yochid Ben Egoim, he said. I'm Yochid. There's nobody like me when it comes to Nagoyim. Ani Yochid Ba'olus. There's nobody who can compare to me when it comes to Olus. Ani Yochid Ba'olus. So they decided to send Shliach Basrei, the Malacham Ovis, but the Malacham Ovis couldn't get him. Why? Because he was sitting and learning. Like Posak Pumi Migilsa, he was sitting and learning, and the Malacham Ovis couldn't get him, couldn't catch him. Adahoch, in the meantime, a wind came, and it made a loud noise through the reeds, and he suddenly heard this noise and thought that it was the king's soldiers coming to grab him, to get him with their horses. And he said, "Oh, you teinach nafshei." Rather, he said, "I should be nifty," he said upon himself, "rather than be given over to the malchus." Ki havanoch nafshei, as his neshama was departing this world, Omar, tohoir, tohoir, yotzes abasko v'omra ashrecho rabba banachmeni shegufcho tohoir, v'yotzeso nishmoscho betohoir. And the Gemara describes how a note fell down from Shemaim to Pumbedisa with a message that Noch Nafshe de Rabba Banachmeni, and the yeshiva came out to go and find him, to bury him, and they were masked him for 3 days. They wanted to go home, and another note came down and said, "No, anyone who leaves now will be in Chayim. You have to carry on being masked with him." And for 7 days they were masked Rabba Banachmeni. Noch HaGemara, where we see that given a grosse machlokes, and who decides? Rabba Banachmeni. Rabba Banachmeni. Now the Gemara said, "Kutche brichu oy metoy." Sorry,
they didn't bury him.
Huh? They did. Yeah. They buried him. In the end, they buried him. Yeah. And so Rabba Banachmeni decided. Rather, Rabba Banachmeni said Torah like the Rebbeinu Shlomo had said, but he could have paskan tome. And I think the Rambam took a paskan tome. I think Zemenich. I'll call upon him. Noch HaGemara. But an interesting Gemara in Chagiga, the Gemara said that we know that Rav Meir learned Torah from Achi. Who was Achi? Achi was Elisha ben Avuyo. Achi, he gave him from the groyser Gedolim, and he was mamish top of his league. And against the Meister, he was nichnas lepaldis. He saw things he couldn't understand, and as Arab from Veg, he became an apikos. But Rav Meir used to learn Torah from Achi. So the Gemara says that one day Ashkechi Rabba Bar Shila Liyov, Rabba Bar Shila met Liyov Hanovi. Omalei, he said to him, "Maiko Ovid Hakadosh Baruch Hu." What's the Rebbeinu Shlomo doing? Omalei, Al Rebbeinu Shlomo Omar Shmaitze Mipumay De Kulu Rabbonon Umipumi De Rebbei Aloi Ko Omar. Baruch Hu saying over Torah from all the Rabbonon as Oktiba, but from Rebbei he's not saying over. Omalei Hamai, what's wrong with Rebbei? Why is he not saying from Rebbei? Mishum De Kogoma Shmaitze Mipumi De Achim. Rebbei learned Torah from Achad, Rebbeinu Shlomo can't say over his Torah. Because Rebbeinu learned Torah from Apikoros, can't say over his Torah. Omalei Amai, why not? Rebbe Meir Rimoi Motzo, he found a pomegranate. Toichoi Ochal, he ate the inside of the pomegranate. Kliposu Zorak, he threw away the peel. Omalei, Leon said to him, "Oh, Hashtok Omal, now the Rebbeinu Shlomo is saying, Meir Bni Oimer, now the Rebbeinu Shlomo is actually quoting Rebbe Meir." And let's take Gemara. Rav Meir was able to learn Torah from Achi because Toichoi Ochal Kliposei Zorak, he ate the inside. He ate the Torah from Achi. He was able to differentiate and distinguish between the Torah of Achi and the Klipos of Achi. And when Rabbi Bar Shila said this to Eliyahu HaNavi, suddenly the Rebbeinu Shlomo had a change. The Rebbeinu Shlomo changed his mind. Up until now, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was refusing to say Torah from Achir. But the minute Rabbi Bar Shila said down here, and he didn't even pass me, he asked a question. But by asking the question, the Rebbeinu Shlomo changed his mind. So the Gemara said, "Do Amor de Kazach." Give Yochel, we can change the Rebbeinu Shlomo's mind. Loi Bashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah for us to decide. For us to decide. Dech Agav. A nice diuk in Gemara. It says, he says over Torah mipumei de achir. He won't say over mipumei de achir. What does it mean from Rebbeinu's mouth? He won't say over Rebbeinu's Torah. What's mipumei? Even if the Torah's Torah is emes, seguta Torah, says emes a Torah. Oh, but if it's an apikoros, it's Torah. If it's said over by somebody who's not Torah, then that Torah can't be said over, even if it's perfectly emes ha-toira. So you wouldn't even say over from Rav Meir's mouth, even emes ha-toira. And so Rav Bashir said, no, emek zogel Rebbeinu can say over his toira because toichoi ochal kliposoi zorak. One of the Talmidim of Rav Shach writes that he'll never forget how Rav Shach used to stand when he said over the Gemara in Psochim, HaPesach Nishchat B'Shloi Shakitos. The Pesach has to be shechted in three groups. Three groups of Eden went into the Beis HaMikdosh, the Azorah to shecht it. Dashed from a Posik, Kahal, Eidov, Yisroel. And the Gemara asks in Psochim whether you have to have three separate groups going into the Azorah to shecht, or you can have three groups together going in. Three groups together. And the Ma'ashor on this Gemara asks, he doesn't understand what the Gemara's Shaila is. According to one man, the Omar, the glossos, the doors of the Azorah used to automatically close after the cat went in, after the group went in. So let's see what the doors do. There was a nace. So let's see what the doors do. If the doors are automatically closed after the first cat, then we'll know that that it's got to be three separate groups. And if they don't close, we know that they can go in together. As I talked to Marshall, and one of the Talmidim Rav Shach, Yudushenko, used to say, he remembers Rav Shach standing there and saying, "Fashtei nish the Marshall's kasha. The glosses will decide psak halacha. The nays, the doors will decide psak halacha. If we decide psak halacha, we'll stand there and we'll hold the doors from closing. We'll stand there with our hands and we'll push the doors. We won't let them close. And nays won't decide halacha for us. We will decide halacha. Loi bashamayim hi." These are Gemaras which show us the gadlus, the koyach that we have. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein in Akdoma that when Rabbi Nishim gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, Avadad Rabbi Nishim has pshat in Torah. Rabbi Nishim had a pshat in Torah. Aber loy v'ashamayim hi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah to learn to the best of our ability, to do what we can, to be megale Torah's emes, Torah's Hashem, which is temimo, to the best of our ability. And once it's been given over to us, then we have a koyach to say pshat in the Gemara, if we delve and we strive to come out with the emes of pshat in Torah. So this is why the oisios, the letters of the Torah, are melochim, they are kings. And the tagin, or the ksorim, are the crowns on top of those kings. Because the letters of the Torah are open to interpretation, as we see fit, as we understand, according to the emes that was given over to us, according to the Masorah that was given to us, in order to learn Torah. So therefore we have a koyach to decide pshat, the emes of pshat in Torah. This is why the oisis are called melochim, and the tagin are called ksorim, says Rav Moshe. Mime akiv al yotcho, Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Rav Moshe, why is Akiva holding you back? Why can't you give the Torah over according to your pshat, the Rabbi Nishloilom? And that's why Akiva was holding him back. Mi me'akev al yotcho means that kiviyochoy, a person has a koyach to be me'akev the Rabbi Nishloilom, to hold the Rabbi Nishloilom back and say his pshat in Torah, even if it goes against the Rabbi Nishloilom pshat. Because loy v'ashramayim, this is the koyach of Torah, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Torah to be given over. And Rav Akiva was able to be doyrish tinin shalachos, heaps and heaps of alachos from every single tag according to his abilities, because loy v'ashramayim he. Says Rav Shach in Akdoma to Avi Ezri, Avada Navada lo yitzu, that the Rabbin, the Roiv of the Chachomim, decide Tomei, the Rabbi Nishloilom would say Torah, Halachas Tomei, because loy bashamayim and achri rabim lehatois, we follow the ruling of the majority down here on the land, and not like the Rabbi Nishloilom. However, avada, the tachlis is to strive to reveal, to be negala the Rabbi Nishloilom's pshat in the Gemara. That's what we want to achieve through the Kolei HaTorah. And when Meir says Rav Shach, this is the kfeilus in the Rambam. This is pshat in the kfeilus in the Rambam. There's always two things when we learn. And Dosh Tekin Rambam, Shaloi Koshel B'dvar Alocha, I shouldn't stumble in Yedvar Alocha. Shaloi Oma Oymar HaTor Tomei. If the Rabbi Nishloilom says Tor, then I want the Rabbi Nishloilom Yerotzim Ufonecho, that I shouldn't stumble, that I should achieve pshat in the Torah when I learn, like you, the Rabbi Nishloilom says. If you say Torah, I want to also be able to know that. I want to reveal pshat in the Torah like the Rabbi Nishloilom gave it over. That's one aspect. However, I also have to take into account the Roi Bashomaimi, the Klolei HaTorah, the Roiv, the Chachomim. I shouldn't stumble in Dvar Halacha. That my colleagues should be happy with the pshat I say. That I should go like the Roiv. Like the Roiv say, I should say pshat like that Roiv. This is a kfeilus in the Rambam. Why do we make a brocha on food? The Gemara says, the Chastirim Psukim. L'Hashem Ha'orotz Meloyim. The land belongs to Rabbeinu Shloim. He gave us the land. He gave us the earth. So the more can koden brocha, can achar brocha. Before we make a brocha on the food, it's the Rabbeinu Shlom's food. We make a brocha, it becomes our food. And we can eat it. The Rabbeinu Shlom gives it over to us to eat once we've made a brocha. So now, let's go back to the Gemara in Nedarim. And we'll have a look again at the Gemara over here. The Gemara in Nedarim says, Al Ozvam is Toirosi, they forsook my Torah. Ashenosati lifneim, Veloishomu Bakoili, Velohochubo. Ask the Mora Kveis, Veloishomu Bakoili, Velohochubo, it's repetitious, it's superfluous. Shall I bilchu Bakoili Tchulo? With Torah also. Who? The Torah belongs to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Torah Sashem. The Torah belongs to the Rabbeinu Shloim. What did he do? Gave it over to us, Loi Bashamayim. He gave it over to us to learn. And Ad Kedekach, he gave it over to us, that he said that even if the pshat that you come up with, if it's emes, if it's apikolei haTorah, is against my mahalach, against my pshat, the halacha will be decided according to Bnei Adam, not according to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Obasidua Torah from the Rabbeinu Shloim. We strive to delve and to be megalad Rabbeinu Shloim's Torah. That's shalei birchu baTorah tchilo. Avada, they said pshat in Torah. They learnt. But there was a Rabbeinu Shloim's pshat that they had to be megale. Shloim bilchu b'Torah tchilo means that they didn't appreciate like the apple first belongs to the Rabbeinu Shloim. And when we make a bracha, then it comes down to us, then the apple belongs to us. So to the Torah. The Torah is the Rabbeinu Shloim's Torah. We make birchas haTorah, shloim bilchu b'Torah tchilo, we make a bracha on the Torah, and then the Torah is given over to us to say pshat. Oh, but first, we have to appreciate that the Torah belongs to the Rabbeinu Shloim. And Ero Toicha pshat in Torah. He also says pshat in Torah. And the tachlis is to try and reach the Madrega with the Knyonei HaTorah, Bikdusha V'Tahara, to try and achieve the Rabbeinu Shloim's Torah. Achir Rabbim Lahatois. Hashteitzach with the Kolei HaTorah. That's Shalei Bichu B'Torah Tchilo. Umemele steht da, al ozvom es teurosi. Aber was sie gewinnen mit mein teure? What happened to my teure? Says the Rabbi Yisrael. Asher nosati lifneihem, which I placed before Klal Yisrael, in order that they should reveal my teure. Lo yishomu b'koyni, did they hear my teure? Or were they saying their own teure? Lo yholchu bo, they not only, they didn't hear my teure, and even when they heard it, they didn't follow my teure. They followed their own Torah. They forgot that there's a Torah Hashem, that the Tachlis is to be Megale the Rabbeinu Shloim's Torah, al pi Klolei haTorah. Umemele, the Oynish of this was, Nitzeso kamidbar veloi oivel. When a person learns Torah, he has to be mafshit himself. There is no me. That's mimidbor matono. Torah is nikkes mimidbor. When a person is like a midbar, there's nothing there. There's no atzmius. I don't exist. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom exists. My tachlis is to be megale the Torah Hashem. What the Rabbeinu Shalom's pratan Torah is. Hashteitzach amol ken zayin that the majority kefir chol tom will paskin can enter the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's pratan achir rabim lahatos loy b'shamayim hi. Oh, but the tachlis always has to be megale the Torah Hashem. Shalei birchu b'Torah tchilo means they forgot as do a Rabbeinu Shloim's Torah. The tachlis is to be megale the Rabbeinu Shloim's Torah. This is the message of Nitzeso kamidbar beloi oiver. That when a person is Torah, he doesn't exist. He's like a desert. There's no input bichlal, nothing. Beloi oiver, no one to pass by. There's nothing growing there. There's no water there. The only person who can sustain in the midbar is the Rabbeinu Shloim. So don't know the Rabbeinu Shloim. And this is Torah Hashem to Mimo, the Tachlis to Mimegala, the Torah Hashem. And with through the Klolei HaTorah Shalei Birchu, HaTorah Tchilo. If we take upon this message upon ourselves. This can only work with Dveikus Bashem. One can only reveal Torah's Hashem, Hashem's Torah, through Dveikus Bashem. This entails Kedusha, entails Tahara. Torah is not a subject, it's something that has to be learned through Kedusha, through Tahara. These are the Kinyone HaTorah, the tools that we have to use in order that we should have the brains and the Seichel to be able to delve and reveal the Rabbeinu Shloim's Torah.